Blog Talk Radio.
Well, a very good evening, everyone. And as always, thank you so much for taking the time to join us this evening. I am Victoria Gaither, the host of At Home with Victoria. And this evening, we are going to be talking about a very big event that's going to be taking place in Washington, D.C., called The Art of a Woman. I'm excited to hear all about it. I've got two lovely young ladies, one that I do know very well, Natasha Brown from the public relations firm Think Brown Inc. is going to be calling in, as well as Shirella LaBella. I believe that's how you pronounce her name, and she is of Honeycomb set, and she's going to be calling in as well. And we're going to discuss this event that these ladies have coming up in D.C. on June the 19th. I believe it's going to be at the District Restaurant and Lounge in Adams Morgan there in D.C. So from my understanding, it's going to be an evening basically filled with art, poetry, as well as vendors will be there. So you'll be able to do a little bit of shopping. And also, not only vendors are going to be there, of course, there will be food. And also, Natasha had mentioned to me that she's going to have a few women who will be speaking at the event as well. So I am just really looking forward to all of this, and they should be calling in a little bit to give us more information on it. But The Art of a Woman, I like this because just yesterday I was able to kick off a month-long series about women with Jewel Green of Posh Couture, and we basically talked about women and why we're important. And, you know, basically about family and friends and what today's women need to know. So I also think that kind of fits into what we're going to be talking about tonight with Natasha. And I think Natasha is on the line, so let's see if we can get her. Hi, Natasha, are you there?
I am here with Shirella. How are you?
Hi.
Hi, Shirella. It's nice to meet you.
Hi. Nice to meet you as well.
Well, I want to thank both of you ladies for being here. Natasha, this is actually really cool because I was thinking before the show started that I've worked with you so much, but this is my first time actually having you on the show and having the opportunity to interview you. So I'm excited about that.
I know I am, too. I was like, I'm going to be on the Victoria Gaither show. What to say?
Well, first of all, for those of my listeners out there who don't know you ladies, first of all, Natasha, you give us sort of a quick, brief rundown about yourself and what you do, and then Shirella, when Natasha is done, if you would also do the same thing, so we'll get to know who you are as well.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, my name is Natasha Brown, and I'm out of the D.C. area. The company that I own is called Think Brown, Inc. We're a full communications firm that specializes in public relations, marketing, event planning, and writing support for small businesses and nonprofits. We do a lot of programs in the community. You mentioned Jewel Green. We've worked with Jewel Green and Posh Girl Events and Tiger Lily Foundation. We've done benefits called Hip Hop for Haiti. And so that's just an overview. The Art of a Woman came from Shirella, and both me and Shirella, we came up with this idea after doing so much work together, but we'll talk about that later.
Okay, Shirella, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, my name is Shirella. A lot of people know me as Shirella LaBella in the entertainment industry. I have a company called Honeycomb Set. We specialize in event planning and model management. I now manage only one model exclusively, Silent G. I also plan events, fashion events. I also plan the event Hip Hop for Haiti with Natasha. I do body paint showcases, hip hop showcases, anything in the entertainment business dealing with planning an event, I do. And now we're working on The Art of a Woman. So I do just about everything in the industry. I do just about anything.
Yeah, I was going to say, it sounds like it. It's funny that you ladies are talking about that because I was went to Home Depot to pick up some flowers today, and I knew that I was going to be talking with both of you tonight. And somehow it just sort of out of the blue when I was picking up flowers, I was thinking about weddings and people planning things. And I thought about the two of you, and I was thinking, you know, how much work goes into planning, you know, these events that you two ladies do. And a lot of people never know, I think, how much work actually goes into planning an event. So either one of you can go ahead and just talk about the amount of work that really goes into something like that.
Oh, gosh. Natasha, you want to go first?
Yeah, I'll go first. This is Natasha. I've been up since 7 a.m., and my day started with sending mass marketing text messages to people, to about 500 people that I know, asking them to get their tickets today. From there, I went on Twitter and just started. I have a routine every day where we start with the phone. So whatever I can do in my bed for as long as possible, I start. But it's just answering emails all day, sending out text messages, Facebook messages, and calling people. I mean, I've probably spoken with about 5 designers today, about 3 boutiques, several people who called about tickets and venues. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just so much. I mean, and then we're handling the publicity for it ourselves also. So, I mean, I'm just like, wow, it's just a lot of work.
Well, I can say after – I'm sorry for interrupting. I can say after a few years of planning events by myself and just trying to rely on other people, like working with Natasha has been a blessing because what I lack at, she's strong at. You know what
she's
I mean?
Strong,
and if
yeah.
I can't be somewhere, she can. And we both know the importance of planning an event, especially if our names is on, our brand is on it. You know what I mean? Like if people know that this is something that we're doing, it has to be the best so that when people do critique it, we get good critiques and people want to work with us even more and people will hire us to do events, you know, hire Think Brown Inc. and then hire Honeycomb Set, you know, vice versa. So it is, I can honestly say it's an honor working with her because, like I said, after years of planning events, stressing out, things not falling through, having to do stuff at the last minute, it's really good to have, like, people, strong people that know, you know what I mean, can improvise at a time where you need to improvise.
Right.
And it's
certainly does sound like, it certainly does sound like, you know, just from this brief conversation, that the two of you balance each other out. And as Shirella said, where maybe an area that she's not strong at, Natasha, you're very strong at maybe an area where you may not be the strongest that she is. So it sounds like that's, you know, that's a great place to be in that relationship and what you guys are doing.
Yeah, it's perfect. I mean, even when like some of my close friends would meet Shirella, and like because we've been this idea has been in our head since literally January 17th, and we started talking about it. That was when we did the nation's first Hip Hop for Haiti event. And that night after that, we went out to dinner and we just started talking about this event. We didn't know what we wanted to be called, but we knew we wanted it to be about empowering women. And literally since that day, like, we just started, like, throwing out ideas. We had a whole different concept 2 months ago, and then we revamped it and went back to the drawing board. We started our own little YouTube show called The Build Up because we wanted
I
to
saw it,
sort
by
of
the way.
Build
I saw it. It's cute. I saw it. I like it. Keep doing it. I love it.
So that's like me and Shirella's little mini series where we just talk about, you know, what we're doing because it was a point where, like, for a couple of months straight, we would just literally meet up every single Saturday and get in the car and just go and meet with different venue owners. We would go and meet with fashion designers. We would meet with different media people. She would introduce me to – she has, like, a lot of connections in the entertainment industry, and she would introduce me to a lot of the people that she knew. I would introduce her to the people that I knew, and we would do that for months. And we literally have been building up for this event for so long, and it's not about us. We really wanted it to be about empowering women. So we're very happy that it's coming up, and we definitely just hope to see everyone there.
Well, you know what, before I actually got the two of you to join in on the conversation, I had made mentioned at the top of the hour of the show that yesterday I kicked off a series, and it's a series that I kind of wanted to do. It sort of fell on my heart because, I don't know, it was sort of one day I was so consumed and I was watching television and every single thing was about how you can look 10 pounds smaller, how you need to get this, how you need to get that. And I was just sitting there, and I was thinking, you know what, wait a minute, suppose I don't want to lose 10 pounds. Suppose I feel like I'm okay being a woman exactly the way that I am, and that's not something that I want to do. So I thought, I said, you know, I just want to do something that's very positive, you know, just when it deals with women, about health and fitness, and so what if you're not, you know, a size 4 or if you're not a stick figure. You know, women with curves like myself, we look just as nice as any of the women that, you know, you see in a magazine. So I was saying that it was so fitting that and I didn't plan it this way, that it was just fitting that the two of you are on here the next day after I just launched that. So yesterday. So I just want to get, you know, both of you are young professional women. You're out there doing your thing, and I just want to get each one of your thoughts on this question. Shirella, you go first, then Natasha, you go second. So if you're a young lady out there today, if you're in college or you're graduating from high school and you're going to college and you're out there and you're basically trying to start your own thing and trying to find your way through life and getting a new job and stuff, what kind of advice, Shirella, would you actually give a young girl out there today who's trying to do her own thing and basically maybe in some cases do exactly what you're doing as you are successful?
Well, I can say from experience, starting Honeycomb Set was not what it is today, is not what it is when I envisioned starting it. I always wanted to start my own company, helping girls to aspiring models to become what they wanted to become in the entertainment industry. When I first started Honeycomb Set, it was so hard. It was so hard because I went through so many people, trusting so many people, and mm-hmm. that wasn't, you know, listening to so many different ideas, and then my ideas started becoming their ideas, and then it just, mm-hmm. my whole focus and my whole vision became other people's visions and their focuses, and it made me just all over the place. Like, I had to go back to the blueprint and think about, okay, why am I doing this? Why did I initially start Honeycomb Set? What is my main purpose on doing this? Why did I start this in the beginning? And it was mm-hmm. because I let so many people cloud my own vision and cloud my focus, and I didn't stay as focused as I should have stayed in the mm-hmm. beginning, you know what I mean, and focus on mm-hmm. what I wanted to do. So I would just say stay very focused and be very cautious of who you work with and who you let know what you're trying to do. Now, unless these people are people on your level or higher, you know, because people will try to bring you down and just take your ideas and make them their own. And I've been through a lot of that, a whole lot of that. So I would just tell them to just stay focused on what it is that they want to do and be surrounded by very, very positive people they can look up to, you know, that has references. Yeah. And do your research. Always research people. Don't just work with someone because someone says this is a good person to work with. I started to do research. As you know, as I started learning how to do business with my company, I started researching people inside and out, because without the research, you have no clue who this person is or what they've done or if they're even reputable, you know what I mean, or what their reputation is or what they can do to hurt you or hurt your business. Right. So research and stay very focused and surround yourself with positive people.
Good. I like that. I like that. I love that. I mean, you know, some of that of what you said, I can certainly, you know, even in my life today, use that advice, and I will take it. Natasha, what are your thoughts?
I just want to say first, that was a brilliant answer, Shirella.
Yes, you are.
I guess I would add to that. I mean, that was perfect. And the other thing that I would add is, and she touched on this a bit, but not to trust everyone, and then also don't be quick. Like, when I first started, I wanted to help everybody. And, I mean, I would have people call me and pitch their ideas to me, tell me about their company. I would meet with them for 2 hours, you know, and I would give them a bunch of ideas, and we would talk, and then we'd get down to business, and they're like, oh, well, I can't pay you. I was thinking that you would do it for free. Or I thought that maybe I could just give you like $100 to work for that for a month, and then that'll be okay, and we can work like that every month.
$100 a month? Are you kidding me? You can't even get one of
that. It's crazy. It's like, it's okay if you are doing something pro bono forever, you know, shy against that at all. But it comes a time when you have to look at your goals in life, and that's what I had to do. Like, my first few clients were totally different from the type of clients I represent now. And it's because I had to make a firm decision in my life, and I had to say, I want to work for myself in a year or in 2 years. I want to be working for myself. Will this type of client and will this particular client help me achieve that goal? And if people aren't helping you reach your goal, they're really hurting you. And that doesn't mean, like, You know what I mean? Even if you're trying to help that person get to, you know, get to where they want to be, if they're not helping you and you're not helping them, then it's never going to be a good relationship. And I remember just sitting at my desk. I worked full-time. I've always worked full-time in communications and, you know, just managing projects and writing and things like that. And I remember sitting at my desk, like, literally 3 months ago with my hand on my head, like, Natasha, should you really branch out on your own? Should you just do it? Should you? Should? And I would talk to myself literally every day. And then it just came to a point, and I posted this today on Twitter, but I said, I wonder how effective will I be if I work for myself as hard as I do that, you know, as hard as I do for this company and for these other companies that I've worked with for the past 10 years.
Right.
And I just decided one day I woke up and I said, I'm going to leave my job today. I mean, I'm going to put in my 2 week notice today. And I would just say, follow your dreams. But when you do that, you have to have a plan, and then you have to have faith in yourself, because there are going to be days when you have no money in the bank. There's going to be days when everyone's like, that's a bad idea.
Especially dealing with somebody who only wants to pay you $100.
Exactly. And that's what you have to. I am not playing.
$100 can't even get the three of us out to do anything. That's crazy.
Nothing. Nothing. We can't do anything with $100, honey. We can't get out.
Well, I tell you what,
we
certainly couldn't go up to that district lounge and restaurant with $100. We'd be in big trouble probably with the three of us trying to go up in there. And speaking of, I'm just appalled that somebody wanted to pay you $100. But speaking of that, because you know how time goes by so fast on my show, we've only got about 10 minutes left. So, Sherelle, you talk a little bit about the event, the location, the time, and then Natasha, whatever she doesn't talk about, you can piggyback up on, like, ticket information, and also tell us about the vendors and folks that's going to be there.
Okay. It's Saturday, June 19th, which is not this Saturday, but Saturday after next, and it's at District Lounge, 2473 18th Street. It's in Adams Morgan. The doors open at 5:30 p.m., the show will start at 6:30 p.m. It will have like a happy hour, a lingerie happy hour mixer where we'll have models walking around in lingerie that I wanted to design as a sponsor for the show, passing out hors d'oeuvres and promo materials and marketing material. The show will end at roughly about 9:30, 10 o'clock.
Okay. And Natasha, what about ticket information? And also, do you guys still need some vendors, or are you okay there?
We actually, if all the conversations that came through today actually end up being vendors, we'll be done with vending. But as of right now, we do have a few slots left for vendors, and we are particularly looking for vendors who have handbags and also shoes. I've been on the phone with a couple of shoe companies today, but we want to feature some shoes in the show too. So if anyone out there does that, then please let us know. But anyway, tickets can be found at www. Actually, go to my website because that link is easier. It's thinkbrowninc.com. That's T-H-I-N-K, browninc.com. And there's an Eventbrite link on the website. So if you click through, tickets are only $15. And if you order them through today, you will definitely get some complimentary drinks and food at the event. Also, I just want to say that today's huge developments. We're working with a couple of artists, and I haven't gotten his stage name yet, but we are going to be having a live auction at the event, and it's going to benefit the Warford Foundation. And I'm really excited because the Warford Foundation actually fits into the cause perfectly. They are supporting women who single mothers, and they also support widowed spouses and families of military families. And
great.
So what they do is, you know, provide opportunities such as job training and funds to basically to help them make their lives better.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really excited about that charity aspect of the event.
And I already saw that because you, Sherelle, if it's one thing you'll learn about me, the news lady, I move very, very fast. And I saw that on Facebook earlier today. About that foundation. So congratulations on that. And I think what they're doing is absolutely wonderful. And, of course, you always know if there's ever anything that I can do to help you out with that and that charity to get them on and some publicity, let me know. But I do want to let everyone know we've just been yapping on this show, and I wanted to acknowledge that, ladies, we have a chat room also on At Home with Victoria. So we've got some guests inside the chat room. I do not want you to think that I was neglecting you, but you know how ladies are. When we start talking, we get our little talk on and we just go with it. But I want to thank all of you for visiting us inside the chat room. I do appreciate that. And also, Natasha and Sherelle, I do, just to let you guys know, I do have all of the information, including the location, the time, and also how people can order tickets, as well as your website, on my website here on Blog Talk Radio. So even, you know, for those of you out there that are listening, you know, if you can't remember where to get it, all the information is right here on my page, and it will stay there forever. So you can just always go back to my page here on Blog Talk Radio and just get all the information. And there's a link from my page directly to it. So I think, Natasha and Sherelle, that would be easy for them also. And I don't know if I let you ladies know, but my show, I'm very fortunate to have it on iTunes. So if you've got a podcast, or if you're on Apple, if you go to podcast and type in At Home with Victoria, you'll see me and my shiny teeth show up. So Sherelle and Natasha, as soon as we're done with this show, basically it takes about 5 minutes and it's automatically downloaded to iTunes. So I think it's pretty cool that you can go to iTunes and you'll be able to keep this interview and hear it for as long as you want, because it does stay there.
Definitely. We'll definitely promote it.
Yes.
Thank you. Yes,
for sure. Well, we've got only about 2 minutes left, because I just tell you, every time I'm having such a great conversation, time always goes by so fast, but I don't want to let either one of you get off the phone. I want to make sure that you got in every single thing that you wanted to. So if there was something that we didn't talk about that you want to talk about in terms of the show, or anything that you ladies have got coming up that we should kind of know about, feel free to go ahead and mention it.
I guess I want to say that there's going to just be a lot of different aspects of art in the show. We didn't talk about it a lot, but there's going to be choreographer Essence Moore of the Maryland Institute for Dance. She'll be there. We're going to have a lot of makeup artists, photographers, estheticians there that people can meet. We're also featuring GMD Vintage, which is a group out here. It's a brand. And then also Dominique Auxilly from New York. We have Elware out of Atlanta that we're featuring. And then WOW Radio is actually going to be broadcasting live from the event.
Oh, cool.
So those are just a few things. Also, James Terrell, he's a fantastic visual artist in the area. Authentic contemporary art is bringing him. Oh, gosh, it's just
so
much.
What about sushi? Is there something you guys got going on with sushi there as well?
It's a surprise. Should we tell about? We've been talking about sushi a lot, but we haven't really told like how we're gonna be. Just think, it's gonna be artistic. So
okay,
yeah,
well, I will be quiet about that, because I don't want to get in trouble when you guys like yell at me when we're off the air. But look, I want to say, Sherelle, there's somebody on in my chat room. It's HBCU Digest. And they have a message for you. It says, best wishes and continued success to Natasha and Sherelle. I'm sure it will be a tremendous event. And we've got a bunch of other guests. So you see, you ladies got some guests in my chat rooms following.
Thank you. We appreciate that.
I know.
Thank you
very,
so much.
Very cool.
That's actually Jared Carter, I believe. I think that's Jared from ABC Digest, I think.
Hi, Jared, if it's you. Actually, Jared, do me a favor. If it's you, just type in, yes, it's me, so we'll know that it's actually you. So I'll look back at the board in a couple of seconds to see if it is actually him. But, Natasha, I think we forgot to mention one big thing. I'm excited about the event because I get to be there as well.
Yes. Oh, my gosh, yes. How can we forget?
Sherelle and Natasha, how could you forget the news, lady? Are you kidding me?
No, we don't forget.
We're so
excited about it, too. We're really excited about it.
Let
Natasha
tell
speaks
you,
about it all the time.
Victoria is like the best red carpet interviewer that I have met in real life. So I am so happy that you are going to be gracing us. And everyone who comes through the door needs to talk to Victoria, because she's awesome. So thank you so much.
you.
And you guys know I love to do it. And speaking of that, Natasha and Sherelle, I don't know if you ladies know this, but the interview that I did with you, Natasha, for the Sex and the City, I was so excited that YouTube featured it on their main website page. Did I get a chance to tell you that?
No, you didn't.
Yeah. So that, you know, so that in itself drew a lot of traffic, you know, to my site. But what was funny about the interview, Natasha was the first person that I interviewed. So I think it must have been some kind of a special thing that they were doing when Sex and the City came out. So that particular interview, they had that video right up there out front on the front page where everybody could see it. So I was very happy that was very cool.
That is
good.
Cool. I love that interview too. So
I know.
I'm not prepared.
Okay, ladies, we have an update. HBCU Digest says, yes, that's me, and says kudos to my MSU classmate. And then Cheryl Wood is here. Cheryl says, I'm super late, but I'm excited about what I've heard for the past few minutes. Great work, ladies. And Cheryl says that she will be listening. I wonder, is Cheryl one of my fans on Facebook? And she's got a program called Dealing with Mothers. Cheryl, if that's you, then tell me yes, that's you. Because she's got a group in Baltimore, ladies, and she does a lot. I think it's called Moms Are Best, and I met her on Facebook. So she does a lot of very, very cool stuff, too, as well. But in any event, thank you so much for joining us, and thanks to all of your – actually, I have to tell you, it's been a long time since I've had this many people in my chat room. And I know the only reason why they're here is because of Natasha and Sherelle, because I don't get this many people in my chat room.
Victoria, before we go, can I please say one more thing?
Go ahead.
So horrible. But I want to say thank you so much. We are so happy that the beautiful and gorgeous Marissa Elise, she's a really well-known model in the area. She's our host. DJ Heat, who is from the Big Sugar Morning Show, 95.5, mm-hmm. He will be our DJ. And we also want to say thank you to District. They have been super, just super helpful throughout the process. We shot a commercial there, and so the commercial will be out tomorrow or later tonight. So I just want to say thank you to everyone involved. Thank you to Candace. She is my lovely helper.
Yes.
She's our social media and event specialist at Think Brown Inc. So thank you, everyone, who has helped to put this event together.
Well, and I want to thank the two of you, Sherelle. It's been very, very cool meeting you. I've heard a lot about you, and I already know this is not going to be the last time that I have the opportunity to have both of you on my show, because I feel like when I asked both of you that question about the advice giving to women, that we basically could have stayed on that topic for quite some time. Yes, exactly. So I would love it when this event is done, because, like I said, I'm doing a month-long special on that, to have both of you back on, so that from your point of view, as you guys are young professionals, you can give some more advice to some of the young women out there that listen to the show. So will you please fit me in your schedule and come back again?
Sure. I'm excited.
All right. Well, great. Well, thank you so much for talking with me, and I will see you guys at the event.
Thank you, Victoria.
Okay, bye-bye, and thank you so much. And for those of you that are still with us, thank you. Cheryl, okay, I see. I just turned back around. Yes, thank you so much for joining us again. Cheryl's going to be on my show eventually, but she's with a nonprofit group in Baltimore called Moms Are Best. That's a lot of really, really good work in the Baltimore area. And, in fact, she's got an event coming up. Cheryl, I've got a show tomorrow. I promise you I'll talk about your event tomorrow, because you did put it on my wall as I asked. So I want to thank the guests for joining us. Also, I want to thank HBCU Digest. That was very cool that you came here to support the ladies tonight. And I want to thank everybody else out there for listening. And I will be back on the air tomorrow. We've got another interview at 8, far afternoon, with Food and Friends, a nonprofit organization that provides meals to AIDS, HIV patients, cancer folks with MS in the Washington, D.C. area. I look forward to that, and as always, thank you so much for joining me, and you guys have a great evening. I'm going to go and have some dinner myself. Bye-bye.